This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
There's nothing fake about what I said, bottom line. Regular viewers of this program also know there's nothing new in what I said because, well, I've been saying it for years. Spoken up for then-candidate Trump and his business skills when no one would, predicted on this very show he would have an election win when few others would. That didn't mean I couldn't incur his wrath. Remember when I talked to his critics, namely Mitt Romney? Donald Trump himself wrote me off, wouldn't come on the show. That was his right, I said then. I think I've been beyond fair regardless since. That's only fair. Anything less is what's fake. To me, fake is what gets in the way of progress that should be real. And the fact is, the president has a real economic agenda. And as I said many times on this show, real momentum for that agenda. What's fake is when the media forgets that real momentum. But what is also fake is when the president himself disrupts that momentum. It works both ways. But don't think for a minute, I don't think the president really is treated unfairly. As I've said many times, I think all of us in the media have lots of time. What do we have here? 3 24-hour news channels, at least that many business channels. So I figure plenty of time to cover all the news on this president. All the news, not some of the news, all of it. That doesn't mean glossing over this whole Russia collusion thing, far from it. But nor does it mean glossing over the more than $3 trillion in market wealth created since the president's election thing. So to my media colleagues, do cover private meetings with the president that have been leaked to you, but also cover very public meetings the president's had with dozens of CEOs that have been largely dismissed by you. You see, there is good, there is bad. I figure I'm on 3 hours a day between two networks here, so I've got time to cover both. I guess fake could sometimes be in the eye of the beholder. To a president who hates any bad press, and name me one over the years who didn't, fake is coverage he really doesn't like. But fake can also be tweets and remarks he makes that compound the coverage he doesn't like. What's fake is when you stop being real, including real honest with yourself, from the president to the media covering the president. What is fake is when you hate the president and only report the bad. What is just as fake is when you love the president and only report the good. What is fair is to remember both. I've got 3 hours. Like I said, I had time to remember both.
Well, you know, this is why you love Neil Cavuto. I mean, he puts it in perspective here and in balance. And I would agree. Everything he said, for the most part, you know, and I would say he's right on. And Neil Cavuto, you know, being a business guy like myself, I mean, you could see right off the bat the potential. And even before Donald Trump came on the scene, we were calling for, you know, somebody who had the tools and the acumen of a businessman to be able to come in and straighten out this country. Well, we have it, and we have a grand opportunity to get this country back on track. But, you know, he is fighting an uphill battle because the bureaucracy is so well entrenched. You think they want change? I mean, we don't even want change in our little small businesses. You know, people get cranky when that happens, much less when you're talking, you know, a government like the United States, the size and the amount of people that are involved. People get a little upset. You know, it's like that book, Who Moved My Cheese? Well, a lot of cheese is getting moved in Washington, D.C. right now. And even, you know, the mere idea, I mean, don't look at my cheese. You know, go look at somebody else. You leave my cheese alone. You know, I don't want you moving it. So people are a little anxious over that. And I understand that dynamic. But again, that is the challenge of Donald Trump as a leader. Is he's got to keep the vision of why cheese is being moved in the D.C. area and why it's going to be better. And their cheese is better over in the other place than where it has been. And, oh, by the way, they're going to be a lot happier, more fulfilled and we're going to have a more effective government on behalf of we the people. Oh, yeah, by the way, those are the people that we serve at their behest, not the other way around. So some things are being turned upside down. Some new paradigms are being shaken up, and I think it's good for everybody. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. By the way, we still have a couple of more Ultimate Shack Packs to give away, courtesy of Lionsgate. All you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Tell me you want to be in the running. Make sure you include your address so I know where to send your winnings to. Okay, the Shaq Pack includes the Shaq Blu-ray DVD movie, Shaq Grow Sticks. All you got to do is plant, water, watch. Very cool. And you just sit there, plant, water, watch your flowers grow. Plus music inspired by the Shaq digital CD. Like I said, all you got to do, send me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Shaq, by the way, the movie is now available on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD. For more information about the movie, The Shaq, go to theshaq.movie. Makes sense, right? Okay. Get those cards and letters coming in. Let me hear from you, and we'll put you in the running, and all the best to you. Good luck to you, all right? Our next guest, we're going, in fact, every time we talk about this topic, and I think it's important to talk about it, for lots of reasons, because I think that in many circles, the whole issue of, dealing with same-sex attraction, it's like, people don't want to talk, they don't want to talk about it, particularly in churches. Churches aren't addressing it, they don't know how to. And this is why I'm really grateful that Ann Polk is with us. She's the director of the newly established Restored Hope Network. It's a coalition of agencies and counseling centers aimed at helping educate, counsel, and encourage those struggling with same-sex attractions. Ann, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you being here because this is what you're dealing with. And what we hear is we're hearing, in the mainstream media, we always hear about the one side of same-sex attraction. What we're not hearing is the struggle that people are in. Even after they've identified themselves, it's okay. You get all this regret. You're hearing numbers, statistics of suicide rates, all these things. I'm just thinking like you are, and I'm thinking of these human beings, that are on this journey with us, and all they want to do, they want to live life, and they want to understand life. And here they've got something that puts them directly opposed to cultural norms and obviously something within their own consciousness because they have a hard time reconciling what is happening. And the world says it wants to tell them, the conventional thought today is that's normal. But something within them says that's not normal. And that's tough to reconcile. And so, Ann Polk, you and your organization is so needed because forget about all the politics of it and the arguments about it. We're talking real people, real lives here, aren't we?
We sure are. Bill, there are so many people that are in the gay community who feel some degree of battling against themselves within. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the hard part, is they really, first of all, people who are acting in homosexual behavior are individuals who are actually battling their own body. I mean, the physical body gives testimony to the fact that our bodies weren't made for that sort of behavior. And so then there's the understanding that there may be moral implications, which, of course, according to Scripture, there are.
Yes.
And so 1 Corinthians 6, for example, 9 through 11, verse 11 is so very hopeful, which says, such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the Spirit of our God. And so in the name of Jesus. And honestly, that is possible. And so that's the hope that we hold out for those who are journeying through this particular struggle. Yeah.
And if I might add, because sometimes when people hear Scripture or hear the Bible, they want to discredit everything. They want to shut down. And they need to understand what Scripture is doing. You know, why did God give us this counsel? He gave it to us so that it would go well. That
yes.
it would
Absolutely.
You know, things would be right? And so
exactly.
if you're disturbed and you're uncomfortable and it's not going well with you, then you need to pause for a moment and think, okay, the one who created everything, created you, designed you for the purpose that you have, but you're not some theory, an accident, says it wants it to go well with you.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
what Scripture is all about. So before you discredit and invalidate the Word of God, I want to throw that caution out there, because it's one of encouragement and hope, because the very answers that you're looking for are right there in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the hope of a different life, the hope of a new life, the hope of a cleansed conscience. You know, a conscience can really bug people, and they mm-hmm. do something that is nagging their conscience, and they have no way to deal with it. That is something that plagues a person.
Yeah, and it's like this anchor. You're dragging this anchor under 40-foot water, and you're going,
yeah.
there's just something wrong here. I should be moving a lot faster than this. Well, you're right. You know, your instincts are right,
yeah.
right?
That's right. That's right. It's like carrying a bunch of concrete around with you and dragging it everywhere
yeah.
you go.
Right.
The amazing thing is it's possible to get rid of that concrete. It's possible to be forgiven by someone much greater than you
mm-hmm.
who actually really, really loves you.
Yes.
And has your best in mind and made a way for that. And so the wonderful thing about relationship with Jesus is that is the route to forgiveness. There is no other great offer like that in any other world religion, for example. This is a profound experience to have that, to have your conscience cleansed. And so that's why the Scripture mentions washed.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, you don't have to be carrying this.
Right.
Now, what does it mean for those of us who, might like myself, I came out of the gay life. I was forgiven by Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. I became convinced that Christianity is credible and the Word of God was true, and my life was made new as a result of it. Okay, well, what happens then? Does the struggle continue? Does it completely evaporate the very moment that happens? Not at all. Struggle can continue, and then over time, if you work out the underlying issues, you also find out that a lot of the weight or the struggle that goes along with that begins to go away because you're actually facing the real problems. One of the problems very commonly, not always, but very commonly underlying homosexual desire is a lack of real, solid, same-sex relationships that are non-sexual. It's like there's a craving for this intimacy with those of your same gender that you sexualize. And it became often, for most people, sexualized in like junior high, puberty hit. So that's the hard part. It's like, okay, well, what do I do with these? Man, I'm craving these relationships. I want to connect with others of my same gender. Now, how do I do that right?
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part, is God coaches someone through that as well.
Well, and when we come back, Anne, I want to talk about that, is that how, you know, what happens? You know, what is that component that wants to sexualize our relationships that start out, you know, very innocent, and they answer a need for both parties. But something happens there, and I want to talk about that when we come back. Ann Polk is with us with the Restored Hope Network. You can check out her website, restoredhopenetwork.com. More from Ann on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Those days of soda and pretzels and beer. Roll out those lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. The stars.
stop the sun and moon and sing a song.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Yes, it's summertime, and it's good to enjoy the season, no doubt about it. Although in some of the parts of a country as hot as it is, like in Florida, you know, you get all those bugs, you know, those mosquitoes and those no-see-ums. Those, you know, bugs that, you know, I didn't know about when I lived in California, but I'm finding out about them very quick on the East Coast here. Our conversation with Ann Polk continues. Ann is the director for the newly established Restored Hope Network, a coalition of agencies and counseling centers aimed at helping educate, counsel, and encourage those struggling with same-sex attractions. Ann, you've got a big event coming up, huh?
We sure do. It's next weekend, actually, down in San Diego at City View Church, the 16th and 17th. We have Hope 2017. It's our national conference where all the leaders come together and put their – it's not just one or two of them. It's hundreds of people who are offering opportunity for people to come and learn and experience – what it's like to leave homosexuality, to see loved ones who are leaving homosexuality. We have people who are strugglers themselves, people who are transgender strugglers who come, and also family members of both, pastors, counselors, you name it, come and learn and walk alongside and see people's lives who have been transformed or are being transformed, and they're excited about that.
Well, Ann, I got to imagine, you know, for people who are struggling, this really is a safe space. I mean, you're with other people that have gone on the same journey. And, I mean, it's tough enough trying to understand the journey of life anyway. I mean, you know, the prevailing question, who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah.
You know, regardless of what you're dealing with, that is there. But now you have, people who have come together and, you know, have been battling the same thing that you're battling. It goes a long way in sharing, you know, and I mean, in terms of understanding, I guess what we try to do in the process of this, Ann, is try to find some sense of normalcy. And it's got to be tough when you're going, well, inside I'm not feeling this is normal. And it can be quite confusing trying to deal with all these dynamics, right?
It sure can. It absolutely can. And so, yeah, I mean, there are a whole bunch of different potential motivations a person might have for their underlying struggles. And it's like the roots of a weed or a plant, they go down deep. There's some things that can be worked on, though, that can really help the person through life. And the exciting thing is there are plenty of people around the country who are willing to help people. So and they have been there themselves, like myself, having left homosexuality. And on Friday we're going to have a premiere of a documentary called Transformed. It's 15 people's stories having left a transgender lifestyle. So that'll be interesting.
Wow, really?
Yeah, the gay community is not real thrilled because they don't want to leave homosexuality, and so they don't believe other people should be allowed to. That's the basis of some of the laws that have been passed recently, and the one that currently was placed in the U.S. Supreme in the Senate, trying to prevent the goal of individuals who don't want to be gay. So that's kind of sad, but it's spearheaded by those who are gay and do not want the option for those of us who don't want to be gay. So that alone shows a conflict within themselves if they're not willing to allow that. So.
Exactly. Well, and this is why we have, you know, freedom of speech, a First Amendment in our Constitution.
Right.
So that we can continue to ask questions. And I think that's when we get in trouble, is when we stop asking questions. Whatever is dealing with. And after all, I mean, this is a personal journey. And to block that personal journey, I think, you know, it's almost like it becomes a form of religion, right? It's a protected, almost religious class.
It's a total ideology. It has to be self-protected, and only one version of speech is allowed. So it's fascinating. We're not trying to prevent their speech, but they apparently are trying to do that to ours. So anyhow, we are continuing because, you know what, our search for meaning in our relationship with God and our relationship with others is valid and important. A lot of us have left all those things. And I was molested when I was 4. And so that set me on a path of seeing being a girl being dangerous.
Yes.
And I was a girl. So I ended up craving connection with that and only able to love femininity through loving another or being drawn to. So that's kind of the setup I had. That happened to many others, but nobody's story is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. But you're saying there's some similarities, because as we were talking about, and of course, when you're 4 years old, what do you know? I mean, you get there, but then when you get to that point, as you say, when you come to that crossroads of puberty and your body starts responding, now the tape that was ignited in you, the impressions, the seeds that were ignited in your particular case when you were 4 years old. But does that seem to be the general case of people that have, can we say gender confusion? Is that fair?
Well, that's a common case. Mm-hmm. I can't say it's totally. What I can say is out of the group of women I surveyed, which is a subset of ladies, 265, it's a big group, but it's those who were leaving homosexuality. Almost 7 out of 10 had experienced childhood sexual abuse. So that's a pretty high percentage.
Right.
And 91% had rejected their mom's role modeling, whether or not that was valid. From their perspective, they did that. They just said, no, I don't want to be like this. Now, a lot of people say that sort of thing, but when it's confirmed by sexual abuse or if it's other things going on, it makes a life statement that leads you in a particular direction. And there are ways to cope with those circumstances that undo some of the damage that's been going on, or there are ways to cope with it that continue to damage you.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, homosexuality is one of those ways that continue to damage you.
Right.
It continues to reinforce the messages of the youth that you experience. So the hard part is that seems to be a coping mechanism. It seems to give a little high because sexual expression does.
Mm-hmm.
But it also reinforces the damage that was done earlier.
So exactly.
That's the sad story. Yeah.
Right. Well, and, for parents who are hearing this and, and they're told by their child or told by the culture, hey, this is normal. And you're going, I'm not settled with this. I'm still having a challenge with it. And, some families will try to go to church because they think, okay, well, I'm going to talk to God. God has the answers. I'll go to church. And the churches are ill-equipped. They're not doing, it's not to be overly critical.
Right.
They've kind of stuck their head in the sand with this real problem and how to address it, or their short answer, because it's very complicated. The short answer was just do what God tells you to do. That's it. Well, there's too many emotions. There's too many things involved here. So what does a family do, with all due respect, on this issue to address it to where, they see that this has happened with their child, but, it's not going to be an easy deal. I mean, if you don't have a relationship going in, how do you begin to discuss this in such a way to where you have better understanding and there's respect, and you can begin to have that dialogue? Because if you can't have the dialogue, you're not going to come to any kind of solution here, are you?
No, you're absolutely right. And that's why we encourage people to come to the HOPE 2017 or get training through Restored Hope. There are plenty of opportunities all across the U.S. if they miss this particular one, but there's no national conference quite like this. So where it's all kind of rolled up into a tight ball and you have all the options there. So I would hope that they'd check out the website, read up, and then connect with us. Even helping parents would be a really great thing to do.
You imagine the networking of all the people and all the stories that you've gone through in this documentary, as you say, what is going to be very powerful, I'm sure, where you're hearing, people are real and you're hearing real stories.
Yeah.
And Paulk from Restored Hope Network, go to RestoredHopeNetwork.com for more information. And God bless you. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com, and it's all right there for you. Well, we're going to be talking about the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, along with federal and non-federal partners who recently released the first ever COPD National Action Plan. It's a detailed patient-centered roadmap for addressing one of the most urgent health concerns facing Americans today. The plan was released at the American Thoracic Society International Conference in Washington, D.C. NHLBI is part of the National Institutes of Health. Its third leading cause, I'm talking about COPD, of death in the United States, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, affects 16 million Americans diagnosed with the disease and millions more who likely do not know they have it. Now, the disease, which costs Americans more than $32 billion a year, can stifle a person's ability to breathe, lead to long-term disability, and dramatically affect quality of life, as you can imagine. Now, this forward-looking plan developed in conjunction with the COPD community nationwide and at the request of Congress offers a unified, coordinated approach to ending the COPD scourge by identifying the specific work doctors, educators, researchers, federal agencies, patients, advocates, and the biomedical industry can do to make a difference. Needless to say, this is quite comprehensive, and here to break it down for us is Dr. James Kiley. He is the director of the Division of Lung Disease at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute at the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Kiley, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. I'm very well. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here to talk about the first ever national framework designed to address key issues associated with COPD. I got to imagine for you as the director of this division of National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, this has to be a bit exciting for you to have this kind of information.
This is extremely exciting. As you just mentioned, it's the first time ever that the government and its all of its partners have developed a national COPD action plan. Mm-hmm. And what we're really enthused about here is that we got input from the entire COPD community. And so the goals and objectives in here are for everyone in the nation affected by and interested in COPD. And it's a call to action for all of us to work towards reducing the burden of this disease. And so we all own this disease, mm-hmm. and we're now very enthusiastic about working with the entire community to implement it.
Well, Dr. Kyle, let's talk first about what is COPD, who's at risk, and how many people are affected?
So COPD is short for chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. This is a very serious lung disease that over time makes it very hard to breathe. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've heard of this disease as either emphysema or chronic bronchitis. It's sort of a spectrum from mild to more severe, all captured under the umbrella term COPD. It develops slowly. It takes many years for people to realize that they have this disease, and this is where the airways of your lung get blocked and makes it difficult to move air in and out. Most of the air gets trapped in your lung. Mm-hmm. And what happens here is that it's mostly related to smoking. People, it's the most common cause of COPD. 90% of all COPD-related deaths are caused by smoking. But it's not the only way that one can encounter COPD. COPD, we know, occurs in people over the age of 40. It happens in individuals exposed to environmental agents. Sometimes genetics plays a role if you have a genetic form of COPD. And about a quarter of all COPD are never smokers. So we have a spectrum of individuals that may be affected here. Almost 16 million people are affected by this, and many more that may have it and don't even know it. That's why this action plan is so exciting and so important for the nation, because now it brings it all together in a very clear, simple, straightforward way to allow us to make progress towards reducing the burden.
Well, Dr. Kiley, what should people with COPD do? And that would include people who think they might have it, or maybe you have a loved one who's reticent to admit the obvious, and maybe they need to do some investigating here. So what do you recommend?
So this disease is so common, and as a leading killer lung disease, it's not declining. So basically, you know someone that has COPD. Mm-hmm. I can guarantee you that, because it's such a prevalent disease. If you're over 40, you have a history of smoking, you're a former smoker, you have any symptoms whatsoever with respect to your breathing, you need to sort of talk to your healthcare provider. That's step number one. But those of you, those of the listeners that may not have been a smoker or not even a former smoker, but also having difficulty doing everyday activities. They're short of breath. They maybe cough a lot. They have some excess mucus production. They're difficulty taking a big breath. They're not able to sort of do everyday activities that were once pretty common and easy to do. Those are really early indications that you may have some breathing problems, and you might want to talk with your doctor and get tested, because a simple lung test will determine whether or not you have COPD. So it's a wake-up call for all America about COPD to effectively bring the message forward that if you have these symptoms, and you should talk to your physician, they're not just a sign of getting older or being out of shape. They may be something much more serious, and we have a disease that is preventable. It's also treatable. So we want people to know that.
And earlier, like always, much better, right?
Earlier is better, because the earlier we can get in and recognize the issues, the more that can be done. There are new treatments coming along all the time. There are new ways to diagnose, new ways to manage the disease. We can manage the symptoms. We can't cure it, but we can manage the symptoms very well. The earlier that we detect, the better we can do in managing those symptoms and improving your quality of life and making sure that you can live a full, complete life. That's why the plan is also important for all those who are affected by the disease, but those who are even may not feel like this is something that they are that they're affected by, that we want to make sure those individuals also recognize what the symptoms are of COPD.
Well, we're talking with Dr. James Kiley about COPD and the release of the COPD National Action Plan. Dr. Kiley, why was the national plan developed?
Well, in a couple of reasons for the plan. One is that it is the third leading cause of death, and that's one reason why we needed to get our hands around that and have a plan to be able to reduce it. Second, it's the only chronic disease that's not declining. All other chronic diseases have seen some significant reductions over the years. COPD is on the rise. So that's another indication that we're not doing enough here to address this huge public health problem. And so, and then the Congress was also very active and involved. They suggested and recommended to the government that they work together to develop this plan, because they heard from their constituents that it was an important priority and the government should make it one. So we got a message from the Congress that we needed to work on this. So together, all of those things coming together really suggested that this plan was maybe overdue and needed. And now that we have it, we're able to really rally around this and really work together. We all own it now, and we can all work together towards reducing the burden of this huge public health problem.
Well, and as we mentioned earlier, this was quite comprehensive. I mean, Congress, yes. I mean, local communities, people with COPD. I mean, all hands on deck to address this issue, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And I think the plan gives a nice blueprint. It's a simple, straightforward roadmap, if you will, with five goals that empower people with COPD, empower the physicians that manage individuals with COPD to improve the quality of their care, a message to public health agencies, to government agencies to collect, analyze, report, and disseminate public health-related data on COPD and track it, and then increase and sustain the research to better understand the prevention and diagnosis and treatment of COPD. So it's very comprehensive, but importantly, it was developed by the entire COPD community. It's not a top-down plan. It's coming up from the bottom, and the plan belongs to the entire COPD community. So now we're very excited about not only having it, but having taking steps towards trying to implement it.
Well, one final question. Where can the folks go for more information?
No, we'd want to direct everyone to copd.nih.gov. That is a lot of information there about the COPD National Action Plan.
There it is. And, of course, it'll be linked at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dr. James Kiley, Director of the Division of Lung Disease at the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute. Dr. Kiley, thank you. Great stuff here. Appreciate all the information.
My pleasure.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. SC Johnson is renaming its insect science research centers in Racine, Wisconsin, and Shanghai, China, to the SC Johnson Institute of Insect Science for Family Health. It is also expanding new research centers, reflecting the company's 60-year leadership in entomological research and longtime commitment to family health. SC Johnson hopes to raise awareness and education in preventing insect-borne diseases such as malaria, dengue, Zika, and West Nile virus for families around the world and while traveling during summer months. SC Johnson is committed to improving quality of life for people all over the world through educational programs and sustainable business solutions to help strengthen at-risk communities in developing countries. Dr. Tom Mascari, entomologist, SC Johnson.
At SC Johnson, we are committed to advancing the sciences of insect biology, physiology, and toxicology. We use this knowledge to help educate families on mosquito bite prevention and awareness of insect-borne illnesses, as we have for the last 60 years.
For more information on how to keep your family protected from mosquitoes, visit scjohnson.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
To help other kids fulfill their entrepreneurial aspirations.
Hi, Sharks. My name is Jack Minot. I'm the founder and CEO of Jack's Fans and Marketplaces, and I'm from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Sharks. I'm Steve Minot. I'm Jack's dad. I work for Jack.
Sharks, I'm seeking $50,000 in exchange for 10% of my company. I'm 10 years old, but when I was 8 years old, I really wanted a Lego set, but it cost $400. The good news was my dad said I could have it.
But he'd have to pay for it with his own money.
So, I did what most of you probably would do. I started my own lemonade stand. After 12 weeks, I made $900 after expenses.
Wow.
Learned some valuable lessons, and yes, I got my Lego Death Star. The experience is exactly why I created Jack's Stands and Marketplaces. Jack's Stands and Marketplaces provides kids and their families opportunities to learn about entrepreneurship, business, financial literacy, while having fun and making some money. We provide everything except their mood and their enthusiasm. Jack's Stands offers kids the opportunity to sell lemonade and other drinks. We offer kids the opportunity to sell more than just lemonade. Jack's Marketplaces provides young entrepreneurs the opportunity to sell their products in authentic and great marketplaces and have kids sell those great products and tell the inspirational stories of these young entrepreneurs.
So, Sharks, our challenge and question to you is, who wants to make money?
While inspiring our nation's youth in entrepreneurship.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com and find out how you can connect with any one of the 280 affiliates we have around this good country of ours, or even on shortwave, via shortwave around the world. We're all over the place, just like our next guest, Jack Bonneau. You've probably seen him on TV. He is an 11-year-old kidpreneur. Let me tell you, what an incredible story. I remember seeing a segment on Shark Tank, I think it was last year, and he came up with an idea which I thought was quite ironic, considering that we were hearing a lot of things about young kids not being able to do lemonade stands because of all the regulations and everything. But hey, that didn't stop Jack at all. I mean, he wanted a $400 toy, figured, hey, he's not going to put it on his parents. He's going to do it on himself. So he comes up with this idea for a lemonade stand of all kinds of things. And he's going to tell us more about it. Jack is from Colorado, and he is the founder and CEO of Jack's Stands and Marketplace. You heard me right. Founder and CEO, this 11-year-old kidpreneur who is tearing it up, let me tell you. Jack, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I was just saying to you that, boy, I've seen you. You've been getting a lot of TV coverage. You're all over the place. Everybody is what you have done in igniting and encouraging, I would say, kidpreneurs and even older entrepreneurs with what you've done has just been absolutely inspiring. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, Jack, tell us, you know, give us the background about Jack's lemonade stands.
Sure. So it all started because I wanted the Lego Star Wars Death Star, the $400 toy.
Ooh.
I asked my dad if I could get it. He said I could, but I would have to pay for it. So I was like, well, how am I going to make that much money? I'm only 8 years old. He suggested that I started my own lemonade stand. So I started it at my local farmer's market and made enough money to buy my Lego Death Star. So after that, I had such a great experience that I wanted to share it with other kids. So I expanded to more farmers markets and malls, and my whole goal of my business is just inspire kids to start their own lemonade stands and be entrepreneurs.
Well, Jack, quite amazing that here it is. You were able to land your first lemonade stand at a farmer's market as opposed to what most kids do is they go find a busy corner right down the street from where they live. What drew you to this farmer's market?
Well, a few days before, I was walking the farmer's market, and there were vacant vendors or vacant spaces. So I was like, I think I should put myself in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I started my stand. Me and my dad built my stand, and it all kicked off from there.
And the idea to have organic lemonade. Tell us
yes.
about that.
Well, I always thought it was important to sell organic lemonade just because it's all natural. It may be expensive, more expensive, but it's also more healthy and than other options, and it tastes great.
Mm-hmm. And when you started recruiting other kids, was it easy for you to find like-minded kids like yourself that said, hey, this is a great idea, I'm in?
Well, we just put ourselves in the local newspaper, and most kids are saving up for something, and
right.
they'll want to make money if they can, so it was pretty easy.
Well, how did you get involved with Shark Tank, by the way?
Sure. So we were on a road trip out to the Today Show, and we saw there was an open audition in Manhattan for Shark Tank. So we auditioned, sent in several video submissions, a lot of papers, and we ended up getting on. And the experience was just phenomenal. Me getting a deal with Chris Falk, it was really awesome.
Well, unbelievable. And you gave up, what, 10% of your company?
Actually, it was a loan. So it was $50,000. For 2% interest.
Oh, for 2%. Okay. Well, the paper there in Colorado misreported there. You see, fake news is all over the place, Jack. You got to be on top of this stuff, even when you're an entrepreneur and you're doing all these good things. But still, $50,000, boy, that really went a long way to expand the operation there for you, right?
Yes. But my whole goal from Shark Tank, and just getting on there was a win, but I really wanted just to expand nationwide. And now since I partnered up with Santa Cruz Organic, it's going to be awesome because I can inspire kids nationwide.
You know, Jay, I'm thinking, you know, you're 11 years old. You know, right? 99% of the 11-year-olds out there are, you know, playing soccer, baseball, doing other things. I mean, you are becoming a part of the important engine that needs to reignite this country and get us back on track. Do you have time for some sports and other things that you do?
Yes, it's all about that balance. It's sort of hard when the school season, when school's up, because I have to balance out school, my business, homework, friends, but I find a balance.
So how many lemonade stands, how many Jack stands and marketplaces do you have now?
Well, this summer, they're going in Colorado. There's going to be 2 farmer market locations and 2 mall locations.
Oh, wow, you're even getting into the malls as well, huh?
Yes.
Wow, how exciting is that? And you're still recruiting for kids, I take it?
Yes, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Because, you know, we're in Colorado, and so these young entrepreneurs or kidpreneurs like yourself who are hearing this are saying, hey, I got to check this out. I got to get a hold of Jack because I want to be part of this. And, of course, your partner, Santa Cruz Organic, how did you get connected with them?
Well, I was looking to grow my business, and I came across Santa Cruz Organic in my area. I wanted different products, and I saw all the great flavors they have. They have agua frescas and carbonated lemonade. So I thought it would be a great fit because they care about the environment. They're non-GMO. They're organic. So, and since I sell all compostable cups and 50 of the wood I use for my stand is repurposed, I thought it would be a great fit.
Well, no, that seems to work. This is excellent. I love it when, you know, a brand and an idea is supported from the bottom up. And this is amazing that you've been able to do this. How did you learn this, Jack?
Well, I learned most of this from my dad. He was an entrepreneur, and he really helped me through all this.
Wow. So so your dad, you're the mentee, he's the mentor, huh? Yeah, exactly. That's great. Well, Jack, how about some entrepreneurial advice, you know, for our viewers and especially the other, you know, kidpreneurs that are out there listening?
Sure. So when you're selling, always ask every person who walks by because they are a potential customer. Mm-hmm. And you'll get 2 to 3 times more sales. So just be outgoing and happy. Mm-hmm. And then my second piece of entrepreneurial advice is always keep track of your sales and your expenses so you know how much money you actually made. And my last piece of entrepreneurial advice is always sell quality products like I am Santa Cruz Organic just to keep the customers coming back for more.
Exactly. Well, great. Wow. That's good. I hope you're taking notes, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, and no matter what kind of business you're in, Jack at 11 years old has it all together. Jack, I'm excited for you. Congratulations on this idea. I wish you Godspeed and all the best for your new enterprise. And we get some other like-minded kids there to support the expansion because this seems to be a real win-win for everybody. I mean, win-win for the consumer, and people are stopping by to enjoy some great tasting Santa Cruz organic lemonade, and for the kidpreneurs and your partners there, your associates, because hey, whether it's a $400 toy they have in mind, or maybe, you know, the way the college expenses are growing, you know, you got to save for college. This could be a great start, let me tell you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. So this summer, what's coming up for Jack Stands and Marketplace? What do you got planned? Oh, you got to go. Okay, Jack, thank you so much. He's off and rolling. I'll tell you, he's got lots of business to do. There he is, 11-year-old Jack Bonneau, founder and CEO of Jack's Marketplaces and Stands, 11 years old and a 7th grader at STEM Magnet Lab School in Colorado. Thank you so much for being with us, Jack Bonneau.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're
you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com. Lifetime.